Well, it was a smorgasbord of animals on last night's MasterChef, Jess. There was rabbit, venison, duck, kangaroo, emu, squab, wild boar, pheasant, quail, crocodile, goat, wallaby, camel and buffalo.
Yeah, okay, so maybe not a vegetarian's idea of great viewing, but look, they all did a great job.
It was also a wave goodbye to Tom Levick, who disappeared from the MasterChef kitchen last night. He joins us now, getting set for a day of phone calls with media. Mate, good morning to you. How's things?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really, really well, mate. No luck last night after quite a tough episode.
Yeah, no, it was diabolical last night. It was so difficult to cook that crocodile. I just could not manage it in the 75 minutes.
Tom, I want to say we've all been there, but we have not. I don't think many of us as home cooks could relate to some of the ingredients you guys were working with last night. That was next level.
Yeah, and I was in the exact same spot. A lot of those ingredients I wasn't familiar with at all, and there were a couple that I was a little bit familiar with, but I didn't feel comfortable cooking it for the judges, so I just decided to sort of go down my own path.
Tom, let's talk about the elimination round. 14 different cuts of game meat. You had to identify them. Wow, I can't barely differentiate pork and chicken sometimes, so they count me out straight off.
Yeah, and I think what made that round particularly difficult is they were all different cuts of meat. So you could sort of like look at the different colours or the gradients of the meat, but at the end of the day, there was some leg cuts and shoulder cuts. Mm. It was very difficult to identify what animal was what.
Yeah, I reckon. So in the end, we're watching some of the footage back this morning and everyone looks really emotional. Did you feel emotional as well when it all came to an end?
Oh, look, I was bitterly disappointed to know that I was a little... I knew I was going to get eliminated pretty early after I finished that cook. But I came to terms with it pretty quickly. So yeah, I'm devastated, but it wasn't so emotional on the day. It was more just disappointment, I think.
Tom, your crocodile was overcooked on the outside and undercooked on the inside. How does one know how to perfectly cook a crocodile?
Yeah, I tried this technique where I tried to poach it in butter and then pan-seared it. And I just didn't poach it in the butter long enough. So when I seared it on the pan, it just sort of overcooked the outside but left the inside still pretty raw.
You poor thing. Have you faced lots of puns and comments in dealing with this today? Because I know it's probably only just beginning, but we're already reading the media releases that have got lots of little snaps and various crocodile puns. It's going to take a while for you to get away from that, I think.
Yeah, I think Jock prepared me pretty well for all the puns in the day. He's pretty relentless with all of his ridiculous puns he was coming up with. But it's all in good fun. I think it's pretty funny that I've cooked crocodile on MasterChef. And whatever jokes people can make from that, they can go for their lives.
They'll remember at least.
Completely, yeah. Now, Tom, what was one of your most memorable experiences from MasterChef?
Oh, look, doing that service challenge against Lucy Liu in Beat the Brigade Week and having the team win and win immunity, that was a very unforgettable experience and sort of what I want to move into in future, like doing restaurant services. So that was very memorable.
So you've obviously got some aspirations now that it's back to normal life for you. What's on the cards for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so I've thrown law away completely. I just finished my law degree, but I don't plan on practicing.
There's no money in that, whatever.
I just plan to get straight into restaurants and start honing my skills and see where it takes me.
Oh, good on you. That's awesome. And now that we're getting, I guess you could say, to the pointy end of the season, who's your tip to take out the competition?
100% Pete. He was in the bottom two with me last night, but he's got some incredible skills. He's really working on all of his weaknesses, and I really think he's going to do quite well moving forward.
Great to talk to you this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Good to talk to you guys too.